I'm sitting in Grove Square in downtown Boise, a beautiful little cobblestone square with leafy green fountain in the center. And I'm talking to Amber Byerly, who is the city historian for the city of Boise. She's a graduate student from Idaho University, or the State University of Boise State of Idaho, and she is a graduate in applied historical research. She has a master's degree. The field of study is generally referred to as public history. And her job, basically, as she's told me, is making history accessible. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
I appreciate you taking your time. And I want to talk because you are the historian and you speak for the city of Boise. And this wonderful blend of urban and a wonderful landscape and a hometown. Can you tell me what Boise is today as a city?
I think Boise is just an interesting mix of technology, agriculture. Definitely, you look at it, you look at the geographic features, the foothills. It's so many things to so many different people, and I think that's what makes it unique, is that it can be so many things to so many different people. And more than just an urban population, it's really just a community where you have this sense of place and just a sense of identity and community where people can just come together and really just appreciate their community and also just make a living. I mean, it's just a good place. And as corny as that sounds, it's just a great place to live.
It's a place where people actually say hello to you on the street.
Exactly. Make eye contact. It's very, you know, very rare these days, but in Boise, definitely people just, there's just a sense where, you know, you're not afraid to go out at night. It's just a place that you want to be. It's thriving. It wasn't always that way, but we're definitely improving all the time and just getting just this interesting mix of people, and I that's what I love most about Boise.
And what is interesting, we're sitting here in the square, and a group of people walk by, and I would say they were from Somalia, from the way they were dressed. And who was that group, probably?
More than likely, they were a group from the Center for New Americans, and there is a large African population here in Boise, also Bosnia, Eastern European. There's a large population from there as well. And I think, you know, they choose Boise because it's just small enough that you do get that sense of community, but it is a metropolitan area. It is an area where there's a lot of opportunity as far as jobs, careers. And so, you know, they come here and they can get that small town feel, but yet have a place to really make it and thrive in America.
So, and something you said to me earlier, it is part of the movement to the West. What is that movement to the West in the United States?
I think it has a lot to do with space. I mean, obviously there is a lot more space in the West, but I would say even more than that, it just really comes down to that sense of identity and wanting to belong to a community rather than getting lost in a big city or whatnot, and people just really wanting to get back down. You know, you look, it goes a lot to the individual person looking inside, but also you definitely find that you need that sense of place and sense of community within an area, and I think Idaho definitely in the West offers that, just where you can find identity in space, I think.
Well, take me way back to the first movement to the West, mm-hmm. And let's start with why it's called Boise.
Well, actually, that comes from, it's kind of a legend. Captain Bonneville was coming through with French fur trappers to this area in 1811, and they came down off the mountains, and they saw where the river was, and of course there were trees next to the river, and this is the high desert, so once they saw the trees, they said, Labois, Labois, which meant the trees, or the wooded area. And so that's where the name comes from. But what generally brought people to this area, obviously the Oregon Trail came right up on the bench here in what they call the bench here in Boise, right up above the river.
And can I just interrupt a minute? And for non-Americans, even Canadians, don't know a lot about the Oregon Trail and the importance about it. Can you just briefly tell us about the Oregon Trail?
Well, the Oregon Trail was the biggest movement westward as far as bringing people, you know, people would basically start, you know, St. Louis, that area, and they would, when they wanted to come westward, very adventurous people who basically just wanted a new life, they came out along via the Oregon Trail because the basically the final destination was Oregon, was the new, you know, the new territory, the ocean, finding a life out there. And so this was supposed to be just a stopping ground. Boise was supposed to be an area. There's a lot of mining up in the foothills in the Idaho City region, which is about 30 miles from here, roughly. And so this was supposed to be a stopping ground, and basically people set up shop here in order to get those people what they needed, goods and supplies. And
but they stopped and stayed.
They stopped and stayed. Like I said, it's one of those things where people say it's a great mystery. Not so much a mystery, because when they came here, they realized how great it was, you know, as far as...
It grows on you, is what you said.
That is exactly. I think that is the best way to put Boise. It grows on you. You come here initially and you're like, what have I gotten myself into? You know, you see a lot of brown, especially in the summertime. But it does. It grows on you in more ways than one.
My seatmate on the... If you hear water in the background, folks, they've just turned the fountain on again, which is absolutely wonderful, cooling us down. My seatmate on the plane from Denver was actually from Lahore, Pakistan, an MBA in marketing, and he thinks he's died and gone to heaven here in Boise.
Well, and absolutely, you know, I have mentioned I had a roommate from Bulgaria. And definitely at first when she came here, she thought, what have I gotten myself into? Came from a big city, Sofia in Bulgaria. And just last night we were walking around downtown taking pictures, and she just turned to me and said, you know, I really love Boise. It's just one of those things that after a while she finally came to the realization it's a really great place to live.
Okay, July 1863. Tell me about that.
Well, that's actually when Idaho officially became a territory. It's also the year that the Fort Boise was established. There was already a Fort Boise near the Parma region on the Snake and Boise River, and that was a fur trading post. But the Fort Boise here in this area was actually a military post. And again, it was designed to protect the gold that was coming in and out of the Idaho City region and the mining regions here. And so Boise was definitely built around the military reserve. You can see it's kind of got an odd shape, and it was definitely, if you look at a plat or a map of the city, it was designed around Fort Boise.
And just a little more detail, geographically, topographically, we're in actually, in some respects, quite an isolated area of the United States, and yet it's a hub. Can you connect that for me to the geography and the topography? Why is it both an island of tranquility and a world of storms, but at the same time it is a hub in the West?
Well, I mean, I would attribute that definitely to the people that established Boise, and just because there were so many resources in this area. As far as when you're talking about geography, there's definitely a lot of resources available to that. So people were attracted to this area, but they were cut off, definitely. But I think it's the people that through the years have just tried to maintain that connection. But I think people like a little bit of isolation. I think that's what makes Boise unique, as far as they definitely want people to come here, but they also don't want to lose that identity. And unfortunately, through the years, there were a couple of times when we were close to losing that identity, when we really, there was urban renewal, and especially in the 60s and 70s, and they tore down a lot of historic buildings downtown, and we really lost that. But I think having that little bit of isolation has kept us unique. But it's also given us appreciation of wanting to connect with the rest of the world and saying, hey, here we are, and we want that. We want people to come in, definitely.
Some specifics. Black history in Boise. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I definitely, just as in any area after the Civil War, this was an area that was established after the Civil War. And so there was opportunity for blacks from the South to come here. Definitely, Idaho, like any other area, has unfortunately had issues with racism, but there was a little bit of opportunity simply because it was so open. And especially here in Boise, there's the Lee Street Historical District, where a lot of Black Americans that came to Boise established. And I think, again, it comes down to where Boise is an area where we welcome people. And again, I don't want to sound corny, but there is this opportunity where you can, as long as there's hard work, as long as there's an initiative on that person's part, definitely been an area that's accepting. And I think through the years, we've definitely gotten a more eclectic population, and that's what I love so much about Boise and appreciate about Boise.
Now, when I told my friends and family and even my American friends that I was coming to do a story on Boise, Idaho, and I said, did you know that it has the largest population of Basques outside Europe? And they were absolutely stunned. So, the Basque history of Boise.
Well, that really starts with sheep herding. Basque people, again, are people who take, just in general terms, take great initiative. And most of the people who came here just wanted to make money for a little while. They would come, they would do some sheep herding up in the foothills.
But Basques traditionally were not sheep herders.
No, but they are opportunists.
Right. And they were rural based.
Yes, very much rural based. But they did. They come from an area that's very mountainous, kind of treacherous region. And so when they came here, definitely high desert, definitely hotter than they were used to. But it was an area where they took the initiative. People saw that they were hardworking, weren't necessarily welcomed at first, but once people saw that drive that they have, they really did eventually become accepted. Just like any immigrant group, there was an area where, you know, not always proud of that, but they were, you know, not accepted. But especially right here on the Grove, this is actually where a large Basque population, this was an area where there was a lot of Chinese, a lot of Basque, a lot of Germans, and also, of course, we have the Basque block down there on Grove as well. But just an area where they stayed, and they really kept their culture, which is something that should really be admired about the Basque people, especially here in Boise, where they did assimilate. There was that second generation really kind of wanted to shed their heritage, but that third generation really came along and said, no, we're proud to be American, but we're proud to be Basque as well.
And not only, from what I understand, have they kept their heritage, but they are keeping their heritage even more. Can you give me some examples of how that is actually ongoing?
Well, I think the biggest thing with the Basque population here is the language. If you can hang on to the language, you have this sense of identity. And really, they have just kind of, I don't want to say forced their way, because it's a good forcing, but they have made themselves known and their presence known. They've maintained their traditional dance. They've maintained their language. And, of course, our mayor is part Basque.
And a lot of music here.
Yes, lots of music, lots of tradition. Just a sense of, now it's cool to be Basque in Boise. I mean, you definitely want to get that heritage. And the great thing about the Basque people is they want to share that. And they want you to learn their culture. They want you to learn their language. So they're, again, it's just a place, Boise is a great place to unite. And I think it's definitely played into that.
Okay, I'd like to move on to a couple of other, this is obviously a very environmentally friendly part of the country as well. For example, the World Center for Birds of Prey. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Well, it's an area, it's south of Boise, actually, and just an area where there's exhibits, there's tours that they give out there. I think, like you said, Boise is just an interesting place where we do still have the geographic features, the landscapes that are, for the most part, untouched. You know, and we're trying to preserve that as much as possible. And it's an area where not only kids can learn. I went there as a kid on a field trip, but just an area where we can appreciate those things that you wouldn't necessarily find in another city or a larger city.
25-mile riverfront greenbelt.
Oh, enough said, because that is just, I take full advantage of the greenbelt year-round, and that's another great thing. You will find college students, obviously it goes right through the university. You'll find older folks. You'll find young parents with their children. And it's just an area that you get right next to nature, but you don't have to leave the city, and you can just walk through, you bike, you can do everything, you can float the river, just appreciate, just a sense of appreciation for nature right plopped in the middle of a metropolitan area, and I adore the Greenbelt, so.
I'm going to make a prediction here that Boise, Idaho is going to be voted the best boutique city in the Americas.
I could agree with that, definitely. We got a lot of little shops around the way. I will say it is one of the top five most walkable cities. I think I can't remember what magazine named it that, but top two, actually.
Right. And it's won a lot of awards. The most passenger-friendly airport, for example, a wonderful airport.
Yeah, I think so. Serves its purpose.
And I'm going to wrap this up fairly quickly because you're going to take me on a little bit of walk to the Basque Block. There are many things that will surprise people in Boise. Last night, walking around on the way to dinner, I came across the Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Again, that was an effort where Boiseans really came together, wanted to acknowledge Anne Frank, but also on a deeper level, just wanted to acknowledge human rights. And so, yes, it definitely is dedicated to Anne Frank, but there's a, down there, it's by the river, again, so you get this serene sense of, you know, the good in people, the good, as far as human rights go, you try and look for that, and I think Boise is a great place to highlight that, because it is an area where we've made our mistakes, but as humankind, if we come together, we can do some good things, and it definitely is a great area where you can just reflect. There's a lot of quotes, there's a reflective fountain, and I think Boise is a great place for that.
And one last comment, you have another very unique museum here, dedicated to sports figures, mm-hmm. and the whole notion of humanitarian spirit. Tell me about that.
Well, I think when you ask most people if they know sports at all, they think blue turf. And Boise is definitely more than blue turf. We're very proud of our Broncos. But, it is an area where we take that human nature, we take the fairness in sport and in life very seriously. And I think no better place on earth than Boise to highlight the good things that sports can bring and that humankind can bring. And it just definitely, we've had all sorts of athletes from Mary Lou Retton to Drew Bledsoe that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame there. And it's just an area where you can, for just a second, just reflect on the great things that sports bring and the great things that humans offer to sports as well.
Thank you very much, Amber.
Thank you so much.